And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
18 states around the country raised their minimum wage on January 1st. Leaders in those states understand that if a person works full-time at a minimum wage job, he or she should at least have a shot at escaping poverty and surviving with a decent standard of living. All told, a total of 31 states have gotten tired of waiting for Congress to act and have gone ahead and raised their minimum wage above the federal level of $7.25 an hour, or around $290 a week. This includes large states you might have expected, like New York and California, and some smaller states that you might not have expected, like Arkansas, West Virginia, and South Dakota. Unfortunately, despite our rapidly growing gap between rich and poor and multiple studies showing that higher minimum wages in other states have hardly had any impact on employment, North Carolina politicians cling to the absurd excuse that raising our wage would somehow harm employment. They should try telling that to the people of Colorado, where the minimum wage is $10.20 per hour and unemployment is 2.9%. The bottom line, North Carolina workers deserve a raise, and the excuses of conservative politicians for denying it simply don't hold water. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.